Thanks for listening to The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac, on demand, brought to you by SEL Mortgage, the leaders in Colorado of special circumstance lending, helping everyone, including people with unusual financing needs. Locally owned and operated, visit myspecialmortgage.com. That's myspecialmortgage.com.
Big Al and D-Mac's Friday Fire Up is presented by the Colorado Professional Firefighters. It's a Bud Light Football Friday. Bud Light, official beer sponsor of the Denver Broncos. Here's Big Al and D-Mac.
Let's do it! It is 115 degrees outside. Game time is going to be 130. The Raiders are old. Their coach is a moron, and they just cut their best defensive player.
That's why we're going to kill the Raiders.
Alfred!
It feels so good to be at home. Who doesn't love to be 5,280 feet?
Whatever it is.
And have this mile-high magic begin to happen again for us. You know, it takes a special player for the mile-high magic to work. And we not only have one special player, we have a host of them on the defensive line. This defensive line has been putting pressure on quarterbacks for years, and it needs to continue against Derek Carr. Bring it, fellas, bring it!
Hook under pressure in the shotgun, hit from behind, and he lost the football at the 37-yard line, and it was recovered by Adam Gotsis for the Denver Broncos.
Carr from the shotgun, leaning in, gets the snap, waist high, steps to throw, pressure comes, and he's sacked by Von Miller. Miller with the sack at the 12-yard line. That's 9.5 sacks this year for Von Miller. And the Broncos defense bends but doesn't break again.
Now, Carr, no chance. Derek Wolfe. It wasn't long ago he had to have medical assistance on the field and walked to the sideline, and he makes two big plays, two tackles for a loss, this one a sack.
Defensively, Alfred, won't the Broncos just wear down the Raiders in this one? I mean, I was joking, but seriously, it's supposed to be 91 degrees at kickoff, and the Broncos are actually bringing in water support for the fans. Won't the heat be a factor?
It's time for everybody to stand up. Get hydrated. Get your IVs. Early Sunday morning, it's going to be hot. And that altitude ain't no joke, man. Speaking of altitude.
Yes.
Did we get a rebirth of the no-fly zone?
Carr's back up on 3rd and 5. Carr looking right, throwing middle. Intercepted by Chris Harris Jr. Going back the other way for a Denver touchdown. What did he do? He threw the ball directly into the middle of the field. Derek Carr took the snap and threw the ball over the middle right to Chris Harris Jr., who runs it back 69 yards for a touchdown.
If you're Oakland, how long do you keep starters in there right now? Because you just saw what happened with Donald Penn with that left knee issue. In the shotgun is Connor Cook, takes the belt high snap, four-man rush, throws deep down the middle of the field, and it's intercepted back at the 10-yard line. Denver has the pick. It is Justin Simmons with his second career interception in as many weeks.
Let's go to Charlie. Charlie, you're kicking off the fire up. What you got, Charlie?
Hey, Kyle Freeland wants that ball. We got another hometown hero to watch the ball, Phillip Lindsay.
Yes.
Thank you.
That franchise hasn't been popular since the 90s, and neither have the Raiders. We go Denver, our Denver team, baby!
Thank you, Charlie. I love it. 303-713-1043.
Stand up!
We got a Jim. Jim, what you got, Jim?
What's up, guys?
Yo.
I'm in Vegas, and I am so sick and tired of these whiny Raider fans out here. They got no passion for their team, so I'm headed to Denver to root the Broncos to kick the Raider butt.
Nice!
Yes, sir.
Nice.
It feels so nice. It feels so nice. You know, Vaughn got out there last week, did his thing, did his dance, did his crowd,
yeah,
and got the dub. I tell you what, man, it was so fun last week to see this Denver Broncos football club. We were wondering all year what Case Keenan was going to look like. He made some mistakes, but I tell you what, man, those three touchdowns that he threw electrified that crowd, D-Mac. It's just so good. I love talking to the fellas, man.
I love talking to the ladies, too. Nikki, you're on the fence.
What's up, Nikki?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Happy Friday. It's a fire-up Friday.
Yeah!
Christopher they have with the Broncos winning 38-34. Let's go Broncos and have a Colorado team.
Yeah, Nikki.
Wait a second. We can't give up 34 points to the Raiders, Nikki.
Man.
All right, I like the 38 on our side.
Man. As long as we get that win,
Oh.
It doesn't matter.
Oh.
It doesn't matter.
What?
Get the dog, baby.
How's it going, fellas?
Super,
you know what I'm talking about?
Awesome.
I'm calling about the Denver Broncos. I'm calling about Kyle Freeland picking that ball, baby. I'm talking about Chris Harris taking that ball. I'm talking about Case Keenum taking that ball. And you know who else is going to take that ball? Von Miller going to take that ball, baby.
Stole the lunch money.
Broncos all day.
D-Mac, man, we've talked so much about this defense, and of course they deserve it, man. Come on, man. We got these young bucks rolling right now. Phillip Lindsay, Rolls-Royce Freeman, Booker. It's time to get it on.
Here's the snap, turn right, and it's a give to Booker. Stretch play near right side, numbers to the 10, turns the corner to the 5, and walks to the pylon for a touchdown. Devontae Booker with his fourth touchdown of the season, an 11-yard run, and the Broncos, with the help of some Oakland miscues, strike first with 10:15 to play in the opening quarter.
24. Up the middle, Royce Freeman staying on his feet. Freeman into the end zone. Touchdown, Broncos.
Second and 5. Lindsay going out as a receiver, and here he is. Lindsay down the sideline, gets inside the 10 and scores. And the rookie, Phillip Lindsay, coming right back for the Broncos.
That's pretty exciting. Oh, we got to go out to our man, Morris. Morris.
What's up, Morris?
Avoiding.
What's up, fellas?
Morris, are you okay?
What's up, Morris?
Are you all right, Morris?
I'm okay. The Hurricanes skipped us, and guess what? The Raiders are going to skip us because they're garbage. I don't know what Raiders are coming to town. They're bringing a geriatric coach. They're bringing a wide receiver who can't read. I don't know what they think they're going to do against us. But Omaha City, you got to be fired up. We are going to obliterate the Raiders. What did you say, 38-34? No, 41-16, baby. We are about to school the Raiders. And you know what's most impressive about it? It's the fact that they don't have a D, so I got to do a plug for my man, Matt Fanatic. No D, no D. Raiders ain't got no D. They can't stop a nosebleed. Woo!
All right, Morris. Wait a second. Did he make an illiteracy joke?
Oh.
Who can't read?
Oh, that hurt.
Wow.
That kind of hurt.
Wow. Does Jordy Nelson have a reading problem or something?
Wait a minute now.
What?
Is the reading on the wall? Is that why they couldn't get the dub last week?
Oh, baby. Let's go to John. John, you're on the fire up. Yeah, John.
Hey. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I got you.
Get the fire up, baby. Stucky doesn't know what to do when the road's right. Comes over him. Lift up the bones.
I don't know what that was.
I don't know what that was. I feel you, man.
That might have been a Raiders fan who couldn't speak through the styrofoam. Ryan, you're on the fan.
What's up, Ryan? What's up, baby?
Hello, friend. How are you?
Oh, my God. Terrible energy. Steven, you're on the fire.
What's up, Steven?
Gentlemen.
Yes.
It is time once again for the Denver Broncos to dominate the Raiders. And I really hope that Chucky Gruden is buckled in, because that car of theirs, we're going to take that for a ride. Give me a Rick Flair on three. 1, 2, 3.
Tell you what, man. It's going down in Denver, Colorado. Yes, our running backs is going. The running backs are rolling. They're rolling good. But what's really happening is our quarterback, man. Case Keenum, man. He plays the game, man. Case Keenum has changed the game. And because of it, we have brand new hope, brand new energy, and a brand new focus. Welcome to Denver, Colorado, Case Keenum.
Pressure got rid of it. Far side of the field. Touchdown.
second down and five. The 43 of Seattle plays big. Keenan, he's got time. Does he have a man? He's got him. It's Emmanuel Sanders. Going to the sideline. Stays in bounds. Sanders with a tumble and a touchdown.
Second and five. Lindsey going out as a receiver, and here he is. Lindsey down the sideline. Gets inside the 10 and scores. There's the rookie, Phillip Lindsey, coming right back for the Broncos.
Let's get it started.
Control, Chris, a body of soul.
Don't what you got, fast, Chris?
We'll just take it slow.
Hey, fellas, the Raiders are more like the Ravens. They're going to be serving up fumbles and interceptions all day.
Okay, thank you, Chris.
Make it a turnover buffet, man. Let's make it a turnover buffet.
Tanner.
We can have interception. Yeah. We can have fumble recoverers. We can have everything, Tanner. Right. Bring it for me. Bring it, Tanner.
What do you got, Tanner?
Hey, y'all fired up, fellas. What's happening, y'all? Hey, we about to send John Gruden back to home. We about to send him back crying with his tears. Baby, we about to get this job. We got this, baby. Let's go.
Can you feel it?
I can feel it. No, I can feel it.
Can you feel it?
I can feel it. Nick, you're on the fire up. What you got, Nick?
We finally got a quarterback. We got us some running backs. They got no back.
Okay, thanks. Thanks.
We finally got us a quarterback that we believe in. I mean, can you feel it, man? I mean, it does feel good to me. Actually, it really feels really grown up to have a quarterback under center who can get it done. I mean, it feels like we are back, man. We're always talking about the Mile High Magic. The Mile High Magic doesn't happen unless you have the players to get it done. Mm. And because of that, man, I feel so fantastic about this team. I feel like we have a chance every week, and this week feels even better than last week, because we know this week we're going to pick up all those things that we did wrong, throw them away, pick up some new habits. Can you feel it,
man? Can you feel it?
Can you feel it?
Can you feel it?
Can you feel it? It feels so good to be in this position right now, 1-0, looking at our future, and nothing feels better than going out and getting a dub here in Mile High. Hydrate. It's going to be loud. It's going to be crowded. It's going to be fun. And we're going to get that dub against the Raiders. Everybody put their hands up.
Going down, Chucky.
And they stay there.
Oh.
And they stay there. And they stay there.
Up, down, up, down, up, down.
Because all I do is clean.
And D-Max Friday Fire Up, presented by the Colorado Professional Firefighters. It's your daily exclamation mark with Mark Schlereth, brought to you by Shop BMW.
There's a couple of things that are going to be imperative for the Broncos to come away with a victory over the Raiders. And here's how you do it. They're going to play one defensive front. They're going to give themselves into what you do best. You do the weak zone aspect of the game best, the bubble side on the weak. You got to run the ball there. You've got to make sure that you exploit that hole and take advantage of that. And then there is no pass rush. So Case Keenum is going to have time to drop back and push the ball down the field. Obviously can't make mistakes in that realm, but you've got to be able to do those things. The other thing on the flip side of the ball is you've got to continuously pressure Derek Carr, because Derek Carr made mistakes, mental mistakes during the course of the game, threw into coverage, didn't recognize man versus zone, and made a couple of mistakes that cost him that game, especially in the second half. You do those things, and I tell you what, you're going to come away with a victory when you get your cleats on the grass.
Mark Schlereth and Mike Evans, Monday morning at 6 on Denver's Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan. It's a Bud Light Football Friday. Bud Light, game day's favorite light lager. Here's Big Al and D-Mac.
This is how we do it.
Oh, my God. That is off to Big Sexy on the ones and twos. By the way, just a little behind, inside baseball. That is not easy to do. If you just think of it
literally, like, Big Sexy is like, it is like he is a DJ at a club, by the way. I mean, there are a lot of things going on when that's, we're just sitting here. Well, I'm just sitting here. Al's getting all fired up. I literally
just... I to get the tea.
Hey, man, I got to go get some tea every time I finish that, man. Just love Friday.
I mean, there
man.
Is no doubt. I of all of us, I am the easiest ride on that little adventure, by the way. So I'm just...
Oh, my goodness. Guys, I get so fired up on Fridays, man. Oh. On top of that, my CU Buffaloes, man.
Oh, New Hampshire's
another
going down.
Another home game.
Suck it, New Hampshire.
This is how we do it. This is how we do it.
To all my neighbors, you got much favor.
This is how we do it.
Let's get the crack in the old school back.
This is how we do it.
That's gonna be, who's CSU playing this weekend, by the way?
Oh,
give
man.
Them some love.
Florida.
Oh, dear.
Oh, by the way, did you see Tim Tebow put his hands over his eyes? And when they start talking about Florida losing to Kentucky. Yes, college football is back. College football is back.
Look
Pro
at John,
football is back.
Johnny Love, he's CSU all the way. You guys, hey, all right, let's do it. Let's beat Florida. Why not?
Let's do it, man.
Beat an SEC school last week.
Yeah, you took care of Arkansas already.
By the way, who scheduled two SEC schools in a row? That
somebody
is
who's trying to pay for a stadium.
Yeah. That is some
take them down,
cash.
Man. Take them down. Come on, Rammies. Take them down.
I'd love to
take
see them.
Really, really quick, the text line said, I can't call the show because I'm a truck driver on the road, but I'm fired up because nice. I'm going to go buy my whole family some new appliances because we're going to shut
yes!
the Raiders out and we're going to get me some free appliances this weekend.
Oh, that's great.
Well,
that's
I mean,
great,
I'm
great, man. That's
listen,
great.
I do love Appliance Factory and Mattress Kingdom, and I'm doing commercials for them, but I really do own appliances from them. You know, this has been a fascinating promotion they've done for years and years. If you shut them out, you know, you get the money or you don't have to pay for your appliances, that sort of thing, on selected appliances. It's a fun promotion because everybody always talks about it year after year. I would say this year, they, in terms of this promotion, and it's hard to shut out anybody at Broncos Stadium at Mile High, Al, obviously. Mm-hmm. You know, you set records for field goal distance here. So to shut somebody out is kind of hard to do, but if there's ever a time for this to happen, this is just not that impactful of a Raiders offense, right? I mean, it's not, I mean, they got good players, don't get me wrong. But it's not like they've got some sort of incredible offensive domination here. Or, you know, Amari Cooper, how do you not get the ball to Amari Cooper 9 or 10 times a game? I mean, how is that not part of your game plan?
Well, the bottom line is this, D-Mac. When you are running an offense scared, you can't have the kind of production that you want. And I don't care who you're playing. I don't care who you're playing. For us to do what the Raiders did last week, if we were playing the Rams and say that we're not going to challenge Aqib Talib, we're not going to challenge
Marcus
Peters. Yeah,
they just gave up on it.
Hey, man, if I was a receiver for the Raiders right now, I would think that John Gruden does not believe in me.
Mm.
You know, so whatever happens this week, it's but the bottom line was said to me already. Last week, the Raiders told their wide receivers, we don't believe in you. So this week, they may try to overdo it, you know, but go ahead. Our cornerbacks pick people off, too. I mean, we got one interception on the year already, thanks to Justin Simmons. But it was embarrassing, and it doesn't belong in pro football. I mean, I understand staying away from one guy because he's on fire and reading everything, and his keys are great. But to not throw to your receivers in general,
mm-hmm.
disappointing. And, I want to say a cowardly move. From whoever was calling plays, cowardly move from the quarterback for not standing on the table and saying, no, we're good enough to get some reception against these guys.
If the trade-off is Jared Cook has another huge game, I mean, okay. So you're telling me that it's going to be a bunch of dink and dunks to Jared Cook for 100-and-something yards and 3 targets to Amari Cooper? Sign me up. Right? All right, I can live with that.
I'm okay with all of it, D-Mac. You know what I'm okay with? I'm okay with our coaching staff believing in our quarterback to, when he throws an interception, the very next play come back with a passing play called. I'm okay with that. We believe in you. Those are the strongest 3 words any person can say to another. I believe in you. actually four. Somebody caught it. So because of that, and because of the way that our offense works, we have a chance in every game to be able to throw an interception and not worry about being yanked out the game. You know, that frees a quarterback up so that he can go out there and commit to just being the best pro he can be without having that stress of, hey, you know, Case Keenum talked to us, you know, exclusively last spring and said to us something that nobody else was, that they said to nobody else. He was never once named the starter in any week going into any game.
No.
Think about that. Now, you're starting and you're playing well, but they don't name you the starter because, you know, they just say.
They didn't believe in him. Not really.
I mean, what they said is, you know, basically on the day of the game is Case Keenum is going to start today. Case Keenum is going to start today. You know, and it just kept on happening like that. They never named him the starter
right in
Minneapolis. So what the Broncos did is empower this guy to be somebody special and somebody that we can all believe in as a football community.
You know what I really liked about Case Keenum and why experience really does matter? He's had his back up against the wall, for that cliche. He's been in tough spots. So when, you know, you get that, when the Seahawks go up in the fourth quarter, early in the fourth quarter, you've got a quarterback, Al, who's faced more adversity than that and has played on the big stage and is ready to roll. It just felt for the past couple of years when we got in a situation where it's here comes another interception, here comes some sort of turnover, right? And we're down 1 point. Oh, now we're down, you know, 8 points, or we're down 3 points. Now we're down 10 points.
But even if you're down 8, even if you're down 10, you shouldn't be out of a game.
It felt like that for the past couple of years.
I mean, the Cincinnati Bengals last night were up on the Baltimore Ravens by 21 points in the first half.
Yeah.
They cut it to 14, and it felt like, you know what? The Ravens have all their momentum.
Yeah.
Because they have a quarterback that can make the big play.
Right.
And we have the same kind of guy behind center. And because of that, once again, we have hope. And Elway said it so eloquently. He said that the one thing that he forgot about having a good quarterback is a good quarterback brings the team hope. Now, you don't think about it. It's not just, you know, as far as throwing the ball, man, I'm telling you right now, Trevor Siemian has got a right arm as good as anybody in the NFL. He is an NFL type of quarterback with his arm.
Who is the backup in Minnesota? Who was officially the backup?
I don't think they named him. They put a slash mark there.
Hold on.
I've been looking at it.
Was Slaughter and Trevor were they both active on Sunday?
That's a good question. I don't know.
I mean, that's maybe you can look that up real quick.
I know game one they had just
RG3 is the third string quarterback in Baltimore.
Yeah, because he had on street clothes last night.
Right. They're not dressing three in Baltimore, but they kept him on the 53. But we have three quarterbacks on our 53 too. We haven't talked about that all that much, the Kevin Hogan, Chad Kelly sort of deal.
Yeah, I think that Kevin Hogan is learning this playbook, and you know, of course, they will want him to.
Let's hope
that's
not even a. Hopefully, it's not even a conversation.
Yeah, did Kevin Hogan dress last week?
No, he did not.
Shouldn't.
Siemian dressed. Kyle Slaughter was not active first week.
Huh? Okay, so that's your backup.
There you go.
I know it was a tight race.
That does tell you, no matter how many great things we've said about Slaughter, he's had a chance to earn that job there, and he has not done it.
Mm. He's had a year plus to earn that job.
So, hold on. Or you could look at it like this. The same reason that I said that I wanted an experienced quarterback like an RG3 here. I need a quarterback who's had NFL snaps and had some success.
Kyle's had that. Or
Trevor's had NFL snaps and has some NFL experience and some success.
Plus, Trevor has the same agent as Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, but I don't think that matters.
No, I'm joking.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they do. But, you know, that same agent is also Philip Lindsay's agent, if you want to make
is it really? I didn't know that.
You want to make a triangle out of that, go ahead and make a storyline if you want.
I don't know what that story would be. But
I
didn't know that. That's good.
There you go.
All right. Very good.
I got a text from my man, Mike. Mike Mack, saying, hey, you got to give my guy some love. You know,
Philip Lindsay?
Yeah, don't need to give him any love. Everybody's giving him love.
Are you kidding me?
When you see the fantasy guys starting to talk about your guy, then you start rubbing your hands together like, okay, we got something here. Like, we got some.
Yeah, I think your guy, Philip Lindsay, is getting plenty of love.
Oh, no doubt.
We just had Kyle Freeland saying how he was trying to order a Philip Lindsay jersey.
Should have called Philip and just asked, hey, man, can I get a jersey from you?
Well, I don't know if it would fit. He's short. Kyle's kind of tall.
It doesn't matter. They just put a number on it. They saw a number on it. All right. Get him over there.
When we come back, thank God Pick'em started the right way for us. I mean, we just dominated. I mean, we're a lock. There's no way one of us is losing this thing this week. You okay?
No, I'm just starting to look at these picks again, getting a little nervous.
Okay. We'll go through it next.
Sandy Clef here to tell you about SCL Mortgage, Special Circumstance Lending, locally owned and operated. And if you're self-employed or work on commission, this is the place for you. Bank statement loans are back. You don't need tax returns to do your loan. In some cases, the bank statement loans can be done with credit scores in the low 600s. MySpecialMortgage.com on the web, 303-790-2222. The phone number, SCL Mortgage, licensed by the Colorado Department of Regulatory Agencies, number 1200716.
It's a Bud Light Football Friday. Bud Light, game day's favorite light lager. Here's Big Alan D-Mac.
It went well for us last night to Pick'em, King Supers Fan Football Pick'em, where you could win $250 King Supers gift card each week, or the grand prize of groceries for a year. Wow, that's amazing. From King Supers, go register at 1043thefan.com. You get time to play. You can just jump in anytime you want.
Dalton back to throw again. Now throws over the middle. Caught at the 10-yard line.
Boyd
breaks through a tackle and takes it into the end zone. Andy Dalton's fourth touchdown pass of the first half. And the Bengals have restored a 3-touchdown lead.
The great Dave Lapham, who's a nut. All right, that game worked out. We kind of saw that. Like, maybe at the last minute, but still, it profiled like a short week, division game. Joe Flacco struggled against them. Does that define who the Ravens are, or will we see a tougher test in a week from now?
I think that's who the Ravens are. I mean, they were still able to come back and be part of a contest at the end of the day. It didn't work out for them. They didn't come all the way back, but once again, they have a quarterback that is capable, and because he's capable, they'll be in games. So even though they had a tough start and they had some drops and they had some miscues, by the way, A.J. Green only had 69 yards. Five receptions, 69 yards.
Well, but three
of those were touchdowns. So it's not like, you know, Andy Dalton went off last night. He threw 24 for 42 for 265. And those four touchdowns. But once again, I told you the key to the game would be Joe Mixon left, Joe Mixon right. They had some calls come back, or Joe Mixon would have been well over 100. But Joe Mixon last night, 21 rushes for 84 yards.
He's hurt, though, isn't he? Something going on.
Well, he came back in the game and completed it. So, I mean, it's okay. Whatever
He has to have surgery.
Oh, he does.
He does have to have surgery. After last night, he has to have surgery.
Wow. What about Drake Kirkpatrick? What's his status?
Wow, what a heroic effort last night.
Per CBS Sports, Joe Mixon needs minor surgery on his knee, will miss at least one game. Per Jason Lockenfora, he'll have a minor scope this weekend to remove a small particle from his knee, generally a two-week recovery depending on heel of incision.
Okay.
All right. My surgery is much more serious than that.
So you're going to take more than 2 weeks.
I mean, it's going to take me some time. By the way, don't sleep on it. The Broncos play at Cincinnati on December 2nd.
Yeah. Joe Mixon left, Joe Mixon right. He's the key.
It's going to be a tough battle. That's going to be a tough test.
He runs hard, D-Mac. He looks good.
All right, Chiefs Steelers.
Second and four, Kansas City, leading by four. Ball at their own 42. Kareem Hunt back in now at running back. High snap, Mahomes, play fake, zips a pass, caught by Tyreek Hill, missed tackle, at the 40, at the 30, he's into jet propulsion, 10, 5, touchdown, a terrifically quick release by Patrick Mahomes on a slant of 58 yards, touchdown, Kansas City.
Here comes, that is James Conner again, zigging and zagging, 10, 5, touchdown, Pittsburgh Steelers, a 22-yarder for Conner.
What's Le'Veon Bell's deal, Alfred?
Well, I think that he just wants to be paid properly, and because of that, he's not part of the team.
So if he's missed one now, apparently two games, obviously, is he going to miss eight?
I think that he'll miss as many as he needs to, because what he is trying to do is force the Steelers to cut him.
Well, this happened with Dwayne Brown in the Texans, yeah. So is this what it's looking like now?
No, but Dwayne Brown was actually under contract. Le'Veon Bell is not under contract.
So it's not that same.
He does
like,
not have
gotta,
a contract right now. Every game that he misses because
he hasn't signed.
Yeah, because he hasn't signed his contract.
Right.
Dwayne Brown was actually under contract. It feels like he's missing money, but he hasn't signed a contract, so he's really not missing anything because he didn't sign up for anything.
Okay.
But what was interesting about that game last week is that the Kansas City Chiefs did a great job of getting the dub, but a guy that we all think that's a hell of a tight end, Travis Kelce, only had one catch for 6 yards. The real star of this team right now is Tyreek Hill. He's got to be one of the top 4 or 5 players in the NFL, the entire NFL. This is how explosive
better players,
he is.
Tyreek Hill or Antonio Brown?
Tyreek Hill.
Wow.
Because of the return ability and everything that he brings to the backfield as a running back, the guy averaged 24.1 yards per reception last week. Antonio Brown last week, 9 receptions, 93 yards, 10.3, 1 touchdown. So Tyreek Hill had a punt return that went for a touchdown and 2 receiving touchdowns. So
you're liking the game.
Outstanding. At home, yo, this is a good one. This is a good one. On Pick'em, I picked the Pittsburgh Steelers. But there is no reason for me to do so. I really believe that the Kansas City Chiefs is a better football club.
Mm-hmm.
And without Le'Veon Bell, there's something missing. James Conner, 31 carries last week, 135 yards, 2 touchdowns.
Pretty awesome.
And they couldn't put the Browns away. I'm going to go ahead and keep my pick. I'm going to keep the Steelers, but I think deep down, the Kansas City Chiefs have more talent available to them than the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Chargers and the Bills.
Now it is 3rd and 2 from the 20, and no doubt 4 downs from here on out the rest of the game. Motion man is Keenan. Going to the right, shotgun snap with 1 second on the play clock. Looking for Keenan, wide open. Touchdown, Chargers! Rivers to Allen. A 20-yard strike to the right corner of the end zone.
3rd and goal from the 2. Josh Allen looking. Going to throw it. Dodging traffic. Fires into the end zone. Caught. Touchdown, Rod Streeter. Touchdown, Buffalo. Boy, Josh Allen dodged about 3 bodies flying around him and waited until he found an open man on the back line of the end zone.
Going back and looking at this game, the Chargers had a chance to win last week. They had some awful drops. They had some awful drops in that game. Phillip Rivers, though, 34.
Knock on wood.
34.
You can't take Josh Allen in his first start ever over your Hall of Fame BFF.
34 for 51 and 424 yards. Phillip Rivers threw the ball for last week.
Who loves Phillip Rivers more than you?
Chargers all over the Buffalo Bills. By the way, last week for the Buffalo Bills, Josh Allen in a reserve role was their leading passer with 74 yards and also their second leading rusher with 26 yards.
Not a good week for the Buffalo Bills. And it's time for our Broncos pick brought to you by King Soopers, the official grocery store of the Denver Broncos.
Carr from the shotgun, leaning in, gets the snap, waist high, steps to throw, pressure comes, and he's sacked by Von Miller. Miller with the sack at the 12-yard line. That's 9.5 sacks this year for Von Miller. And the Broncos defense bends but doesn't break again.
Carr's back up on 3rd and 5. Carr looking right, throwing middle. Intercepted by Chris Harris Jr. It's going back the other way for a Denver touchdown. What did he do? He threw the ball directly into the middle of the field. And Derek Carr took the snap and threw the ball over the middle right to Chris Harris Jr.
We spent a week talking about it. We just need your pick, Al. What's your score?
23-17, Denver Broncos. And Case Keenum get the dub. The offensive line, that group, with the tight end and fullback, they really are the stars of this team.
I'll take the Broncos 27-10. I don't know if anybody on the radio station, I'll go through it, but has anybody taken the Raiders? I don't think so. You know, everybody here at the station took the Broncos last week, and I believe everybody's taking the Broncos this week as well. So, probably a great start to the season for the Broncos. In terms of some cool stuff that we're doing around this game, I got some great details for you next.
It's a Bud Light Football Friday. Bud Light, official beer sponsor of the Denver Broncos. Here's Big Al and T-Mac.
It's a beautiful night here in the Rocky Mountain region, and I want to wish all the Friday Night Lights high school kids best of luck. We have our homecoming game at Smoky Hill. Smoky Hill undefeated, by the way, in football. Coach Fennell? Fennell? It's all right.
Fennell.
He's killing it. He's turned the program around.
And Fennell.
Yeah, he's doing great. And
but he's now ground Fennell.
Well, maybe a little bit grounded. My man Obi's got a little bit of an injury, but...
Oh, really?
Yeah. But they're undefeated, and hopes are high, and I'm going to be heading out from this for some high school football tonight. Homecoming.
Already.
Already, baby. Already. Week four of the high school football. And they're playing over at Stutler Bowl, so say hi if I see you over there. Go Buffs.
Oh, what are they playing?
They're playing, I think,
not
Prairie
Creek.
View. No,
they last night.
They've changed things up in 5A. Yeah, Creek had a ridiculous game against
Pomona.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Came right down to the wire. I think they won by 1 point. My man Todd Romero with the game on
Altitude.
Yeah,
I saw that.
Yeah, that was, you know, Coach Logan's got him going. The top teams in the state are...
Overtime thriller.
Yep. Congratulations, Coach Logan. Yeah, Prairie View. Yeah, they've done something different in high school football, which I really like. They've taken schools that have kind of struggled in 5A. They're still in 5A, but they've grouped them more with like-minded schools, which I like. Because you can be more competitive, you have a chance in the playoffs to make the playoffs where you normally wouldn't. It puts things on a more even playing field. It increases the excitement around the high schools about the football team, which means more kids are going to want to play. So I really like what they've done. And Smoky and Overland, they leave like the traditional Centennial League for football and play schools that, you know, have had some sort of past records. I like it. It's competitive. Who wants to go to a high school football game and just see your guys get clowned? I mean, nobody wants that. And it'll eventually build up the program where, you know, you're able to compete against the big boys. Hopefully. I think that's a positive. I think that's a solid thing. And it's different in the other sports. Football,
if you're overmatched, man, it's no fun.
No.
It's no fun.
And it's harder to develop a football program than any other kind of
and
program.
And by the way, too. When Kristen was over at Valor with the McCaffreys, there were a couple teams that just said, you know what, we're not going to play you guys. Like, you know, we're not going to play you.
I can't blame them.
I can't remember which team it was.
It was Littleton.
Was it Littleton?
We're not going to play you.
Yeah. Yeah, we're not going to play you guys.
But that was back when Valor was playing 4A. You know, they weren't a 5A school yet.
I think it happened when they were 5A as well.
No.
Oh,
not,
yeah.
Not 5A.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think so. Littleton's 4A. Anywho.
Littleton's 4A in football?
Yeah.
In football, they're 4A?
Yeah.
Okay.
Littleton High School? Yeah. Small. We have some big schools around here.
We did a story last year that talked about a few schools out of state that... coaches, you know, I think there was a team that was outweighed on the offensive line versus defensive line by 100 pounds per man.
I mean, what's that?
It's like 300 pounds average versus 200 pounds average. So the coach called off the game there, too.
Valor's got an interesting game tonight. They're playing Pine Creek, who won the 4A state championship last year. So, you know, it's one of the better schools down in the Colorado Springs area. Even though they're not 5A, they're as competitive as anybody. So that'll be an interesting battle. I love the high school football. It's fun to go to. It's cheap. It's you know, kids are into it. And I got my house TP'd and egged.
You'd get home, take care of that.
Yeah. All right. Anyways, good luck to all those kids tonight. We'll see you at Stutler Bowl later. Al, what did you want to point out? You wanted to point something, what?
We've had a guy that was with us on the team here with the Denver Broncos that has left and now become a member of the Raiders. Defensive lineman, McDonald.
Clinton McDonald, yes.
This is what I want to say before the game. When you go through an entire offseason with a player
you go through an entire preseason with a player and you go through all of your training with the same player that works on the defensive line, and he now becomes part of another team's defensive line. This could be important. This could be important because the Raiders just hired him, and we don't know if it's just for 1 week or mm-hmm. for the entire season. We know they had an injury to their second-round draft pick who was actually balling out of control, defensive tackle. They picked in the second round. But that's something I always pay attention to. Who do teams acquire the week of the contest? Did they acquire somebody from another team to steal information, or just simply because they needed a quality player? Certainly, Clint McDonald is a quality player, but they also signed Jonathan Hankins already. So you wonder, why did they have to sign both of those guys?
Well, they probably didn't.
They didn't have to.
Probably getting a little intel from
They're getting intel about.
He's ranked third on their depth chart in terms of tackle.
But that's what I'm saying.
He may be there for a short period of time.
But it doesn't matter about where he is lining up. When the offensive coordinator comes into your meeting room and say, "You mind if I take McDonald for a few minutes, like on Thursday? On Monday night they play the game.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday afternoon, I'm quite sure McDonald was, talking to them about what the Broncos do. This is their defensive calls. If you hear this on defense, this is what they're about to do. Remember when we saw John Gruden in a Super Bowl get the win against the Raiders? It's because of what they knew every play that the Raiders were going to run, because it was still his offense, and he knew all the checks.
So what are you saying all this for?
I'm saying all this because...
Watch out.
It's something that I know the Broncos have paid close attention to, because you have to. But it's like changing a language. You know what I'm saying? Like when you are talking in one language, you just can't easily change it. Because every check means something. Every movement means something on defense. So it's something that I'm concerned with. Just a little bit, just something to keep your eye on.
But, okay. Fair enough.
When the Raiders are on offense, it's going to be loud anyway. So if they hear the check, they might get it. They may not get it. But I don't think that Joe Woods and Vance Joseph have enough time to have dummy calls for what they're doing. It could be something to watch out for. If they're having success early after hearing a couple checks or doing those type of things, that's what's going on.
There's a new feature that we're doing that I love. John Davis and Orlando Franklin are on during the game. And now for me, I was on right up until kickoff with Mike Evans out at the View House in Littleton. Same place, same time, noon till 2:25. That's what we'll be doing. But I got a little bit of a drive as I'm going. And so I'm kind of following the game, and as soon as something happens, it's like, boom, I can go right over to the fan, and I can listen to John and Orlando talk about it instantly, like instant analysis. It is such a cool new feature that we're doing here at the radio station, that if you're driving around, not only can you hear what's going on, but you can talk about it like that. So I love this new thing that we're doing. I just want to give you a heads up if you're driving around, if you want to come see me and Mike, noon to 2:25, noon to 2:30 at the View House in Littleton, which is an outstanding location. But that's it, Al. We are ready for the Raiders. Make sure you hydrate.
Hey, by the way, man, you are the real Iron Man. To come in here the week of surgery after only a couple of days, I appreciate you, bro.
No problem.
Real football fan right there.
There you go.
For my main man,
yes.
Big Sexy, who pulled it off again. Another great week.
It is hotter than wolf urine right now.
And, of course, my main man, Kyle Berry. Where would we be without the greatest courses in the world? I'm Big Al. Hey, we'll be back here on a Victory Monday at 3 o'clock on The Fan. Good night, everybody. Have a great weekend. Be safe.